It's time, my friend. It's Tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable, inerrant teachings of the infallible, preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salu. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's Tabernacle time. Thank you so much for meeting with us this morning on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us. And as always, a great privilege to be with you by means of radio to share with you the wonderful love of God revealed by His giving of the Lord Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, dying on an old rugged cross so that we might have everlasting life if we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. We're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 7 today. That's Hebrews chapter 7. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by Scott Caudle, President and General Director of Macedonia World Baptist Missions Incorporated in Brazelton, Georgia. The name of the first song that he's going to sing for us is titled, Hallelujah, the Good Shepherd Found Me.
Once like a lost lamb in sin I did roam, with a heart filled with sorrow, no place to call home. In sin's darkest valleys I wandered alone, my soul grew so weary I could not go on. Till one day while traveling alone in despair, I met a good shepherd who told me he cared. He said, all your heartaches and burdens I'll share. Walk with you, talk with you, always be there. Hallelujah, the good shepherd found me. Hallelujah, he cared for my soul. And now he is guiding me homeward. I'm safe in the good shepherd's fold.
Love has lifted the gray clouds of sin. I am so happy since I let him
in. But soon now this journey will come to an end, and we'll sing his praises again and again.
Hallelujah, the good shepherd found me. Hallelujah, he cared for my soul. And now he is guiding me homeward. I'm safe in the good shepherd's fold. Hallelujah, the good shepherd found me. Hallelujah, he cared for my soul. And now he is guiding me homeward. I'm safe in the good shepherd's fold.
Hallelujah, the good shepherd found me. If we turn to Luke chapter 15, starting with verse number 3, and he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. Jesus said in verse number 7, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over the 99 just person which need no repentance. What a wonderful thought that not only we can rejoice when we accept Christ as personal Savior because our sins are forgiven and we're on our way to a place called heaven because of the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, but in heaven there's rejoicing over that one that accepts Christ as personal Savior. When we got saved, the Lord Jesus Christ rejoiced. Those in heaven that have gone on before us have rejoiced. My friend, when you accept Christ as personal Savior, all of heaven rejoices in the fact that you are part of the family of God, and that as the shepherd came for you, if you'll just receive the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior, you will be a part of the Lord's fold. Now, my friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you've not received this gift of salvation, and you would like to have someone share with you how you can receive this gift of God offered to you through the Lord Jesus Christ, please call me. I would count it an honor to be able to share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive this gift of salvation that has been offered through the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you might have everlasting life. My phone number is 919-563-6753. Please join us today in our services. We start this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning service is at 11 o'clock. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock. And our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. And unless you're providentially hindered and cannot be here until Wednesday night, we would like to invite you to be with us this morning in Sunday school at 9:45 here at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. We also want to tell you about our website. If you'll go to www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com, and that's Mebane, M-E-B-A-N-E, mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com, all one word. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you'll also find written material that will share with you from God's Word how you can receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and how you can start living for the Lord after you ask Jesus to be your Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist, that's Mebane's with an apostrophe S, this will pull up all of the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church and will give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, we'll be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 7. Let's listen to another song by Scott Caudill, President and General Director of Macedonia World Baptist Missions Incorporated in Braselton, Georgia. The name of the second song that he's going to sing for us is titled, I Am Reminded God Is Good.
Every time I'm blessed to see a flower spring up from a seed that's been planted in the earth at early spring. Every time I'm blessed to see the sunrise of another morning and hear the song the tiny bluebird sings. I consider how God carved the mountains out with His own hands and painted them with colors of the woods. Nature in and of itself seems to share a message that reminds me that the God I serve is good. I'm reminded God is good. Even though I fail to thank Him like I should, I'm reminded that He cares when He hears and answers prayer and makes a way for me just like He said He would. Even when He since the rain, and my heart is filled with pain. He'll be working all things for my good. No matter if I'm basking in the sunlight on the mountain, or walking through the valley, God is good. Every time I'm blessed to feel the warm embrace of those I love, and hear them tell me that they love me, my heart is thrilled. Yet I'm reminded of a greater love extended from my God above, when He sent His Son to die on Calvary's hill. Oh, the precious blood that Jesus shed that day had the power to wash my sin away. Jesus did what no mortal man could. Sinless life, He became the supreme sacrifice, and that assures me that my God is good. I'm reminded God is good. Even though I fail to thank Him like I should, I'm reminded that He cares when He hears and answers prayer and makes a way for me, just like He said He would. Even when He sends the rain and my heart is filled with pain, He'll be working all things for my good. If I'm basking in the sunlight on the mountain, or walking through the valley, God is good. No matter if I'm basking in the sunlight on the mountain, or walking through the valley, God is good.
God is good to all those who receive Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Listen to Psalm 34, starting with verse number 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and He delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto Him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear Him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is a man that trusteth in Him. O fear the Lord, ye saints, for there is no want to them that fear Him. God is good. And for those who know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, you have received the goodness of God and all of the fullness that God offers through the Lord Jesus Christ. You have the blessed benefits of being adopted into the family of God. God is good. And my friend, let me remind you that if you're going through chastening, it is the goodness of God that brings chastening into your life so that you can get right with God. That's what 1 John 1:9 was written for, that we should be chastened so that we could ask for forgiveness and be placed back into fellowship with the Lord. God is good. And my friend, if you don't know the Lord as Savior, the goodness of God waits for you to receive Jesus to be your personal Savior. Listen to this next song by Scott Caudill, President and General Director of Macedonia World Baptist Missions Incorporated in Braselton, Georgia. The name of this last song that he'll be singing for us today is titled For All the World.
Somewhere in the world today, there's a hurting multitude who has yet to hear that Jesus died for them. That Christ was buried, but he rose again. Now he lives forevermore to redeem the world and save us from our sin. There is hope for the hopeless in the Savior. There is help for the helpless in the Lord. So let us take the gospel story to each and every one. Jesus came to die for all the world. For the rich man in the palace, for the beggar on the street, Jesus shed his blood for all sin's power to defeat. He conquered death, hell, and the grave. Now he gives us victory, and he offers his salvation to everyone who will believe. Will you believe? There is hope for the hopeless in the Savior. There is help for the helpless in the Lord. So let us take the gospel story to each and every one. Jesus came to die for all the world. Oh, there is hope for the hopeless in the Savior. There is help for the helpless in the Lord. So let us take the gospel story to each and every one. Jesus came to die for all the world. The Bible says in John 3:16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus came to die for all the world.
Jesus, before he went back up into heaven to sit at the right hand of the throne of God to make intercession for us, said this in Mark 16, verse number 15. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We find that the gospel is defined in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 as the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. This gospel must be received in order to have everlasting life. But what about those who don't know about the gospel? Jesus said, those that know the gospel, have received the gospel, should go and share the gospel with those in the world. My friend, it's important that once you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, that you do share the gospel. In fact, as we turn to Hebrews chapter 6, we find the declaration that we should grow in the Lord, that we should not remain babes in Christ after salvation, but we should grow in the Lord Jesus Christ to be strong so that we can teach others, so that we can share the gospel with others. As we get to the middle of chapter number 6, we find that we are given everything we need because of the Lord Jesus Christ and all that He's done for us. The Lord wants us to receive the growth that we need to have so that we can bear fruit. And then as we get towards the end of chapter 6, verse number 20, we find that Jesus is said to be a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Here's where we start in chapter 7. Verse number 1, "For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings, and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually." Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils. And verily, they that are of the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law, that is, of their brethren, though they come out of the loins of Abraham. But he, whose descent is not counted from them, received tithes of Abraham, and blessed him that had the promises. And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. And here, men that die receive tithes, but there he receiveth them, of whom it is witnessed that he liveth. Verse number 9, "And as I may so say, Levi also, who receiveth tithes, paid tithes in Abraham, for he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek and not be called after the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. And it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there ariseth another priest, who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. For he testifieth, Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." Here's what we see. Here is the priesthood of the order of Aaron. Aaron, who was not perfect, Aaron, who was sinful, like all other men, and all the priests that followed him in the priesthood of Aaron, all sinners, all needing to receive the covering of sin for themselves by sacrifices they offered, so that they might be able to minister to others. And then there's Melchizedek. Melchizedek, who came on the scene, ministered to Abraham, and stepped off the scene again. Jesus Christ is pictured as a priest forever. My high priest, once I accepted Christ as my Savior, is after the order of Melchizedek, who has no end. He will always be my high priest. He offered the perfect everlasting sacrifice of himself on the cross. My high priest, who will never change and will never die again, was also the one that offered the sacrifice of himself so that once for all sin could be taken out of the way. I got saved under the high priesthood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And because he will never die, I will always have his redeeming work upon my soul. Yes, Jesus was the perfect sacrifice, and Jesus also was the perfect high priest, not after the order of Aaron, because they started out as sinners before they became priests. But Jesus began as the eternal Son of God. He always has been. He stepped on the scene, being incarnate in the flesh, to die in my place and offer sacrifice for sins for all the world. He became the high priest who would also offer this sacrifice to God, who would receive the sacrifice of the blood shed by his Son as a sacrifice that we would need so that we might have everlasting life. My friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you have everything you need in the priesthood of the Lord Jesus Christ to supply all your need. He supplies your need because he is sitting at the right hand of the throne of God, interceding for you as our great high priest. If you know the Lord as your Savior, are you living for him, being what you ought to be for the Lord Jesus Christ, as he is not only your Savior, but great high priest? And my friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can come to this great high priest as a sinner, confess that you're a sinner, repent of your sins, and then ask Jesus to save you. He has promised that he would. He waits to save you. It is his will that you be saved. The only one who can keep you from receiving the gift of everlasting life is you. You must come to the great high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ, confessing that you are a sinner and repenting of your sin, and then asking Jesus Christ to save you. Please join us today in our services. We start this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning service is at 11 o'clock. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock. And our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. And unless you're providentially hindered and cannot be here until Wednesday night, we would like to invite you to be with us this morning in Sunday school at 9:45 here at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. And my friend, if I can help you, please call me. And join us next week as we tabernacle once again around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday school, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend, it's tabernacle time."